Every Man's Theater, written and directed by Arch Obler. Occidol invites you. Every Man's Theater. You'll hear it every Friday at this time and over this station. Yes, each Friday night at this time, you'll hear a play, sometimes romance, sometimes tragedy, sometimes comedy, especially written for radio by Arch Obler. We think you'll look forward to it each week. Plan to listen to every program of Every Man's Theater, because we believe these Arch Obler plays will interest you as few radio programs have ever done before. Tonight is the first program. Every Man's Theater presents one of the world's greatest love stories. A true love story with one of the world's greatest actresses, Nazimova. A great love story deserves great music. So tonight we have a symphony orchestra under the direction of Gordon Jenkins. But first, a word from our writer-director, Arch Obler.
Aren't you tired of all this cruelty and bitterness between men? I know I am. So, come, let's have a play of love, a strange love.
In a darkened room sits a woman, an old woman. She sits very quietly, white hands motionless. This is a room in a fashionable house in a city of the Imperial Russia of 1893. The Russia of great poverty and great riches, of great ignorance and great art. The old woman sits, listening to the thoughts in her mind.
Pyotr. Why are you in my mind? Why do I think of you now? Why is your son with me here in the darkness? Why today, Pyotr? I had put you away from me. Why have you come back today, Pyotr?
Madame, it is of the utmost importance that you listen to me.
Who is it said that to me?
Madame, it is of the utmost importance that you listen to me.
Ah, yes. 16 years ago. It was you, Nikolai Rubinstein. Oh, you have been dead so long. And yet I remember what you said that day. How strange. I should remember.
Nadezhda Valerievna, my mission here is of the utmost importance.
Really, Nikolai, I find very little of importance in this world.
There is a young man in my music school of great poverty and pride and shyness.
Of what interest is that to an old widow with a house full of children?
If you will let me speak, Nadezhda Valerievna.
Well?
There is one more quality this young man possesses which may interest you. His ability. Listen. Listen closely.
Nicola, I have neither a time nor the inclination for music now. What music was this? What music was this you began to play, Nikolai Rubinstein? So many years, and yet I hear it. Music, and yet not music. A voice, a man's voice. Singing to me. Saying, you're tired, Nadezhda? I tell you there will be no weariness. You're old, Nadezhda? I tell you, you will be young. You will have life again. A glorious singing life. Oh, I tell you this, Nadezhda. I tell you this. Remember, I said, Nikolai, tell me, who is that?
Only a teacher in my school.
Who?
No one you've heard of. Tchaikovsky. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
So I heard your name for the first time, Pyotr.
You have helped so many musicians, Nadezhda Valerievna. Will you help this one?
Would I help you, Pyotr? No. Would you help me?
The wealthy widow of a neck. Private railroads. Townhouse.
Yes,
country house.
Yes, I had all those.
On Riviera.
Milochka. George. Julia.
Yes, yes, I had my children. I had them, but...
Nothing.
Yes. Nothing for me. How could I explain to Nikolai, to anyone, to run a house, to count my money? Oh, was this enough a life for me? I wanted...
A letter for you, madame.
Oh, your first letter, Pyotr.
I am sincerely grateful for the kind and flattering words that you were good enough to write me. It is a comfort to know there is a small minority of people, like yourself, who truly and warmly love our art.
In a moment, my pen was in my hand. I would write you, yes, yes. I was a woman past middle age. I had borne children, yes, but my husband was dead. And my children were growing in their own lives. And I had nothing. And I must have something. You, Pyotr, you, the music in you. Oh, if I could give it life and reality, my life would have meaning and reality. Yes, I would write you that, Pyotr. I would tell you.
No.
I threw the pen from me. Oh, what madness had come over me. I didn't need man nor God. I would pay you for your music and have done with you, yes. And then, at the concert, that very night, oh, your music. It was cold, and I wanted to be away from their smug little faces, the whole crowd of them. Oh, the night was singing with your song, Pyotr. And I walked in the dark along the boulevard, back to my home. And the soft flakes of snow wet in my face. And with every step, there was a singing in my heart. That said,
help me. I need your help, Nadezhda. They torture me with their indifference. I have written so much and it's meant so little. I am weary unto death.
Help me. I told myself, yes, I would always help you, Pyotr. Oh, do you remember your next letter?
Dear Nadezhda Fedoryetovna, thank you for your sweet, kind, and friendly letter. And your wonderful and kind generosity. I have finished the outline of my new symphony, the fourth.
A symphony?
I want very much to dedicate it to you.
A symphony? Dedicated to me? Oh, how days ran then, Pyotr. I, an elderly woman. A symphony dedicated to me?
Oh, Mother, it's so good to hear you laugh. You're very pretty when you laugh, Mother. Oh, we're so happy that you're happy, Mother dearest. So happy.
And then, 3 months, Pyotr. 3 months and not a word from you. Oh, what has happened to you, my friend? What?
He is ill, sick, dying. Accident. Cholera.
Oh, no, that couldn't be true. But with every day, the voices in my head grew louder and louder. Oh, stop saying that. Look, Pyotr, he couldn't. The postman. A letter. Oh, your handwriting, Pyotr.
Dear Nadezhda Filaryetovna, you must forgive me for not writing before. I am now...
What was that word?
Married.
No, I must have read it wrong, I told myself. I held the letter close to my eyes.
Married.
No.
Married. Married!
Oh, no. No. And when I stopped crying, I dipped my pen in my tears, and I wrote you. With all my heart, I congratulate you, my dear friend. Who should be happy, if not you, the giver of such great joy to others? From my heart, I press your hand. Do not forget one devoted with all her soul. The days after that, like the days after someone who, oh, someone who was close to you has gone away forever. The sun climbs the sky. There are things to be done, and you do them. Then it's night. Everything is just the same. And yet, nothing is the same. Who was she? This woman who had taken your heart. Was she very young?
I love you, my husband.
Oh, would she understand you? Would she respect your shyness? Suffer your angers when fires of music blazed in you? Humor your child ways? Respect your greatness? I ask myself a thousand times, would she do all these things for you, Pyotr, that anyone who truly loved you would do? How could there be an answer? No. This was my destiny. Old woman. To watch the days and the years spin around nothing. Into nothing. Always. Nothing. To need no one. And to have no one who needed me. Ah, how strange the night I remember now, Piotr.
Good night, Mother. Sleep well, Mother.
I lay down on my bed. Shut my eyes. Sleep. Yes. Sleep. And forget. I closed my eyes. That sound. What? The river. Yes, the river. Rushing cold through the dark. Dream? Well, why should I dream this dream?
Nadezhda.
My name? Has someone called my name?
Nadezhda.
Yes, again. Who was it? And then, someone coming out of the water. Who? Who? So dark. In my dream, I wanted to see. I had to see. A man in the water. The arms lifted toward me. I saw Pyotr. You!
Not yet, sister.
Matilda. Servants in my room.
What is it? Mother, you're awake and smiling.
Yes, Pyotr. Somehow I knew then. You still needed me. Rumors. I began to hear rumors. And from what they said, I began to see the whole horrible picture of her.
Why are you doing that, Pio? Where are you going, Pio? What are you writing, Pio? Will you make much money,
So
Pio?
This was the woman my friend had taken. This was Antonina. Grinding his heart away with her miserable, why this and do this and don't do that. Oh, I'll put an end to this leech in your veins. I would.
And I did.
He has gone off to Italy, of all places, this unpredictable Pyotr Ilyich. To Italy, without that new wife of his, and to write a new symphony, no less. I wonder where he got the money.
Clever Nikolai Rubinstein. I think he knew Pyotr. But it didn't matter. You were free. You were free to work, and as you worked, you lived. And as you lived, Pyotr, I lived. At last the day.
The 22nd of February.
Oh, never to be forgotten day. The conservatory. So many lights. Oh, so many people. The conductor. Bow to the right and to the left. Why didn't he start the little puppet? Quiet. Oh, I couldn't breathe. The baton up. I was with you, Pyotr, for the first time, even in thought, alone with you. The wings of your music lifting me to another world, where I was as young as you. Over? No, not over. Someone thrust the program into my hand.
Don't you want a souvenir of the evening?
I looked at the paper. I could hardly see. Fourth Symphony of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, dedicated...
to my beloved friend.
Oh, Pyotr. If the rest of my life could have been as at that moment. Your letters, talking to me. Oh, Pyotr, walking in the night, I was lonely. I wanted your footsteps echoing mine. I wanted your voice answering mine. I wanted to see you. Pyotr, why not? Why not? The thoughts in you were as my thoughts. The dreams in you were as my dreams. The music in you was mine. Oh, you'd written that to me 100 times. Why shouldn't I see you? Oh, the want in me was so great. Did the heavens take pity?
Mother?
Yes, Milichka?
Mother, look. The other carriage. It stopped.
Driver, stop. Stop at once. I looked up. My heart began to beat so strangely. I could feel the pulse of it in my throat and the sound of it in my ears. You. You, Pyotr. You. Oh, my heart beats louder and louder. I wanted to say to you, Pyotr, do you hear it? Do you? And then, in your eyes, in a quick moment, I saw what you were thinking.
Nadyezhda Filaryetovna, I beg you, do not speak. Your wealth has given me solitude, and in this solitude is my music. Speak, and you destroy the silence which brings me my music. Speak, and you destroy the wordless perfection of our friendship.
And so I did not speak, Pyotr. What answer can there be when a young man says to an old woman, "This is our friendship. Dare to change it and you destroy it." No, I did not speak, Pyotr. Through all the years, I did not speak. But your music, always the wonder of your music. How did he begin to applaud you?
I always said the man was a genius.
Medal for the Tsar himself.
Yes. You won it and pat you on the back with the quick flattery of their useless hands. It didn't matter. It didn't matter as long as you wrote your music, Pyotr. For me. For me. Oh, there was no weariness now. I had life again. And you gave it to me, Pyotr. You. Oh, and it would last forever. Your need of me was as great as my need of you. So all of it would last as long as we lived. And I was young again. And life was good, Pyotr. Everlastingly good. Oh, everlastingly. No. That was my son.
He is dying, madame.
My son dying?
He has been working beyond his strength. The illness caught him quite weakened. He is dying, madame.
Working beyond his strength? For what? For me. For the money I... Oh, Pyotr. I went into his room. Was this Vladimir? My firstborn? My darling?
Mother.
Vladimir.
Mother, help me. Help me. Help me.
Help me. Help me. Whose words? Yes, you. You, Pyotr. Yes. For 13 years. Forgotten, children and home. Only you. My every waking thought, you. And the help of you. And now those same words from my son.
Help me. Help me.
Yes. For 13 years I have sinned against him. But now I would help him. At his bedside I said it. Not a prayer. Who was I to pray? You, up there. Whoever and whatever you are, listen to me. Let him live, my son. Let him live even a little longer. And I will give up all else but my children. Let him live, my son. And so the compact was made, Pyotr, between God and me. And all these years I've kept it. My son lived a little longer. And I died when I wrote you that letter. That letter full of the bitterness of lies, telling you it was ended between us. All lies, Pyotr. For now I can tell you the truth. I love you, Pyotr. There, I said it at last. I love you, Pyotr. I love you. As a woman loves a man. A young woman. Young, young, young. Church bells. Why do they ring so late at night? I'm so old. My thoughts. Why should bells? Oh, yes, I remember. Pyotr, they told me yesterday. They carried you through the streets. Thousands of them. Mourning. Carried you. And put you to rest. Pyotr. Why are you in my mind? Why have I thought of you now? Why was your son with me here in the darkness? Why today, Pyotr? To talk to me as I have talked to you?
Dear friend, be assured I shall remember you and bless you until my last breath.
Ah, your last letter to me.
You yourself do not realize the extent of what you have done for me. Never for one moment have I forgotten you, nor will I forget you. Because every thought I have concerning myself concerns you also. I kiss your hand with all the warmth my heart contains.
I kiss your hand with all the warmth my heart contains. Oh, Pyotr. Pyotr, I'm so weary. I want to rest. Sing me to sleep. Now. Beloved. Friend.
Arch Ovaler. Tonight we've had the honor of bringing you Nazimova in This Lonely Heart. Featured with Madame Nazimova is Elliot Lewis. I hope you've enjoyed our program tonight, and I hope you'll be a regular listener to Every Man's Theater. Now that name has been carefully chosen, for we think Every Man's Theater will bring you week by week the kind of radio plays that will appeal to every man and every woman. Now for instance, next week you'll hear Raymond Massey in a new play about a tomorrow we hope will never happen. And the week after that, Betty Winkler, Raymond Edward Johnson, and Catwife. And for that one, you'd better have all the lights turned on. The third week, an entirely different sort of play. Mr. and Mrs. Chump, with Walter Houston and his talented wife, Nan Sunderland. And so you see, there'll be something different every week in Every Man's Theater. Until next Friday, then.
And now, please, a word about the sponsor of this program. Every Man's Theater is Procter & Gamble's newest radio program. It's sponsored by Oxidol, Procter & Gamble's famous granulated laundry soap. In the last few years, thousands and hundreds of thousands of women have switched to Oxidol. O-X-Y-D-O-L, Oxidol. Have discarded old favorite soaps of every kind and use nothing but Oxidol in their laundry tub or machine today. Now, there's a reason for this. In the white washes Oxidol gets, its speed in tub or machine, and its safety to washable fabrics and colors. Ask for Oxidol when you get laundry soap tomorrow. And listen to Every Man's Theater next Friday at this same time. Raymond Massey in an exciting play of these days we live in, This Precious Freedom. Thank you, and good night. Every Man's Theater, written and directed by Arch Obler.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.